Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 20. The problem with our living sacrifice is that we can choose to leave the altar at any time. That is why it is necessary to consecrate and reconsecrate our lives several times a day. Consecration must be done constantly until it becomes a daily habit. Jesus affirmed, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross every day and follow me." It is good for you to understand that to have a life wholly consecrated, it means it shall be put to the test. Sometimes it will imply to perform inconvenient activities, not at all pleasant. They may be costly or apparently impossible. Many times it will also involve going against what we wish to do, what we would like, what attracts us. That's when you will have to opt for Jesus, his teachings, and his precepts. Good morning, Father, Father of all mankind. I love you, my dear beloved Father. I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank you for my life and the life of my family. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Father, for our health. Thank you, Father, for your love and for your protection. Father, I offer you this day my free will. Please, united to your divine will, show me what you would have me do this day and help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother, Mother of all mankind. I love you, my beloved Mother. Thank you for your love and for your protection. I renew this day my consecration to your sorrowful and immaculate heart and to the sacred heart of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen, amen, amen. John Rick Miller.